Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati, featuring Christopher and Jason. How you doing?
What the fuck was that?
I have no clue.
Well, that was the first I thought you were going for a Russian thing, and then I thought you were leaning maybe Irish or Scottish at the end. What the fuck was that?
It was, I made my own fucking person, all right? I don't have to stick to anything. Come on.
You sounded like Evo had a baby with Sean Hennessy.
Hey, bro, that's not nice, bro.
Hey, bro, that baby very, very attractive. I put him in gym at 5 years old.
Put the little steroids in his milk. Don't worry about it.
Evo cracks me up, man.
You know nothing about those steroid farts, bro.
Have you seen my sleeve?
I got it for $6 in Pennsylvania.
I added a new leaf. You fly over there and get tattooed from my friend. Expensive plane ticket, cheap tattoo.
Yes. It costs $6.
What's going on, everyone?
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Us Talking Shit for a little while.
Episode 15.
15, damn. We haven't had a foreign listener in a while, but last night I did notice we have three others. So wherever the fuck other is, thanks for listening.
And you know what? I'm just saying. North Korea wouldn't allow that.
You think they were North Korean listens?
I think they were, but I don't think they wanted to get their heads cut off when they got found out that they were listening to our show.
You know what I think they are?
What?
Martians. We had that conversation about aliens the other day, and I think it was Martians tuned in.
I don't know if they'd speak the language.
That's not important. They can figure everything out. They're Martians. They're smart.
See, that's a stereotype right there.
What, the aliens are smart?
Yeah, we don't know they're smart. We were talking about do they exist and all, but they could be fucking idiots.
How great would that be, though, if we landed over in, like, you know, Venus or something and we found life and it's just a bunch of slack-jawed fucking morons? Just brrr.
But we were the new kids, so we got picked on all the time.
That'd be fucking great.
Say no to bullying, people. Say no to bullying.
Unless you have a good time while you're bullying, then it's really, you know, it's a wash.
Really?
Nah, not really, but still.
You know, there was, God, you know, it's weird. I wasn't a bully in high school. I was an arrogant football playing dick, but I wasn't a bully.
Yeah.
I didn't beat anybody up or do anything like that. I was kind of a dick to a few people. I'm sure I was. I know I was. And over the years, over the last, 15 years since I've graduated, you didn't even catch the 15 years part, you fucking dummy. You're not even paying attention.
You're right.
There was one in particular guy that I used to say some real fucked up stuff with, and every now and then it eats me up for a day or two.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still feeling bad about it?
About the one guy.
See, I think I picked on people probably in maybe elementary school and middle school. By the time I got to high school, I didn't really pick on anyone. I mean, I give everyone shit, but I don't really consider that picking on people.
That's all I did. I mean, I didn't give people fucking wedgies or anything like that. I don't think I was the kind of asshole that affected somebody's life after they fucking left high school. You know, I don't think I was that guy.
I mean, I'd fuck with my friends and stuff like that, but it's more pranks than it is, I would say, picking on them. Yeah, I mean, giving my friend that acid, I guess that could be considered picking on him.
Or attempted murder.
Well, however you want to look at it. He also passed that one time we put a bunch of vapor rub on his eyelids, and he flipped the fuck out, because I don't know if you ever have Vicks vapor rub rubbed on your eyelids.
Never.
Because why would you? Yeah. But let me tell you, it fucking burns and you can't see shit for a good 5 minutes.
Really?
So he was sleeping again, and we put the vapor rub on his eyelids and then smacked him in the face so he woke up. And then he flipped the fuck out because he couldn't see shit. He thought we had blinded him.
Oh, God.
And that was a good time for us for 5 minutes.
Told you that one story of my buddy who had a fucking giant strawberry birthmark on one side of his chest. Couldn't grow hair on it. It was like one of those birthmarks.
Yeah.
Didn't grow hair on that side of his chest, but he was kind of a hairy dude. So he passed out one night, and we said, we're going to shave the whole half of his body to match that chest.
And he didn't wake up during a shaving?
No, he was fucking gone. We didn't touch his hair. We didn't touch his dick. But we did one leg, one arm, half his mustache.
Half his mustache.
And this is the part that we fucked up on. We did one eyebrow. We had no fucking idea those things don't grow back.
They grow back eventually, I believe.
It took about 8 months before it was full. He woke up, ha ha ha, funny, because we didn't fuck with his hair.
Yeah.
And we didn't get near his dick or anything. But a full leg, a full arm, the whole rest of his chest and mustache. But then when we did the eyebrow, we were just thinking, well, it's like a facial hair. You know, it's going to grow back in a day or two. Fuck, it didn't. Next thing you know, this fucker's got his mom. You're allowed to laugh.
You're allowed to laugh. We got our our news lady in the house, Heather, and she'll be on later. Should we call you Heather or Whoopi? All right, she wants to go by Whoopi.
Well, and most importantly, Whoopi will be seeing my Johnson.
She will be seeing his dick later. Absolutely. And giving an honest, and I know Whoopi to be a very honest person. So when the time comes,
and that's
she's
all going
to give you an honest opinion.
And that's all I ask. Well,
see, if you're going to talk, tell me to talk, and I'll turn you on.
You made me feel like I should talk.
I want that's all I want is honesty. And if you give me that, and you say it's average, it's going to sting a little.
Sting a little. This has stung him for weeks.
Well, you know what, though?
Clearly insecure about this.
It has nothing to do with insecurity. It has to do with the fact that other people happen to be fucking delusional, which I'm not. Ryan, you can tell. He's a very intelligent guy. He's very well-rounded. He gave me his honest opinion, and he raved on that fucker like he was looking at an Arizona sunset.
Well, Ryan's very complimentary of whatever you're doing, though. Just let that be known. I mean, he's told me for years how great my music was, and I know it wasn't that fucking great. So
he picked on a few of my things.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
He did.
Yeah, you're
he
right.
He said, no, that's fucking weird. I pull my balls out when I pee. He thought I was Hitler.
I don't know what Hitler, I mean? But yeah.
He said, that's fucking wrong. That is wrong. His opinion of my dick, I think, was spot on. I want to thank him again for it. Ryan, I'm going to send you some new shots.
Hey, speaking of send,
admire.
Our titty winner, which I posted his picture up yesterday on their Facebook page, if you guys care to see him, he's doing the full tuck.
Oh, he looks good,
full
too.
Reverse tuck.
I fucking love that guy, and I've never even met him.
he's him. Anyhow, he wants us to send that pizza to a hospital.
Really?
For a nurse. Now, which is very fucking nice of him, don't get me wrong. But what's one pizza going to do for a whole hospital? Now I feel like we got to get more than one pizza, and I ain't doing that.
Well, no, because I told you I was in the hospital the other day, and there was three or four nurses sitting around, and there was fucking nobody else there. Maybe we'll send it, you know.
Well, that was in the emergency room. The people with COVID-19 aren't allowed going to the emergency room.
I don't even know if they'd be allowed to accept a pizza.
I imagine they would. I'm not sure, though. Why wouldn't they? They can get shit.
Yeah, but how are we going to... you know what? Maybe we just order it and send it to a hospital and say... this is for the nurses. Thanks for what you do, that kind of thing. Or thanks to fucking Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo. No, I thought that was nice of him, though. He sent me that email yesterday. And again, this proves how much Chris has changed over the years, because I guaranteed 10 years ago that motherfucker ain't sent anything to any nurses.
Well, he also said that we would get a nice pink shot of his b-hole if we threw in cheesy bread. What, the nurses don't deserve any fucking cheesy bread?
I don't want to see his b-hole.
I kind of do now.
I probably have seen his b-hole. I can't remember off the top of my head.
No doubt you've seen his b-hole. I've seen all my friends' b-holes.
I've seen his dick more than my dick, at least for a little bit of time there.
You know, it's funny. You and I have been pretty good friends now for, I'd say, going on 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen your dick.
Well, see, this is a weird thing with you. And my friends aren't like that. I've never seen most of my friends' dicks.
See, but I've seen all my friends' dicks. You know, you're outside at a party, you're at a bonfire, you pull your dick out, you pee. You know?
But I mean, typically when they do that, I'm not looking at their dick.
I'm glancing.
Oh, okay.
So, because you don't want to miss it. I told you, my friend Jeff was next to me getting blown, and the old me, like the closed-minded Jason here, I wasn't interested in what it looked like. I fucking turned. I saw it. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Maybe my other friends are packing that too, and yeah, I want to see.
I don't care about the size of my friend's dicks, but either way... I don't know. I've never looked at any of my friends' dicks when they're peeing.
Well, that just shows you.
When Ryan was here the other day, he was trying to show me his dick, and I was like, nah, I'd rather not look at your dick, buddy.
I just think that I'm a better friend then.
Maybe.
Because I care about the size of your dicks.
Not only that, but you've ran lots of threesomes and everything else going on there.
Hey, I mean, kids watching. Kids watching.
I thought the actual kid was in here.
No, my oldest listens to us every week, though.
Oh, like he hasn't heard some shit then.
Yeah, he has.
He's probably taking some pointers.
No, I guess why I look at my buddy's dicks when they're peeing, what if one of them has something fucked up on it that I want to use to rag on him for the rest of his life? What if one of them's got a giant fucking scar on the head, or if the head is real fucking tiny, you know what I mean? That's something I can use for the rest of my life.
All right. Well,
hey, call him Little Head, Pea Head, or whatever.
It's fucking, Little Head.
Yeah. I mean, what if this guy's got a fucking a dick that the doctor fucked up the circumcisions in it, and it's at an angle or something? I want shit like that in my repertoire.
Well, see, outside of Chris and now you, Chris, the two Chrises that I've known throughout my life... I've seen your guys' dicks, no one else.
Well.
That I know of. I think I've seen Miggy's dick, but it was one of those things on accident. He was probably trying to pee on Heather or something.
Well, I will say this, though, and this is a, I think it'll answer a lot of questions out there about my sexuality currently. I haven't seen my friend's dicks hard. Always soft. Getting out of the shower. You know, I play football with these guys, taking showers with 20 guys.
Yeah.
Peeing next to a campfire. I don't look for their dicks when they're hard. I'm not. I just want to see if they've got a fucked up deformity that I might be able to use to my advantage.
No,
to
you've
get
seen
a few
some
laps.
Of them hard. You've seen Jeff's dick hard. And you've been raving about Jeff's dick now for years.
God, you could hammer railroad spikes in with that thing. That thing looks like a fucking billy club. So impressive.
I just love that he's your go-to guy.
Oh, Jeff will always be my go-to guy. Biggest dick I've ever seen in real life.
Yeah.
And it's, God, it's fucking huge. If you could see this guy, you would laugh. He's a skinny,
it's always
skinny,
the skinny
little
guys.
Guy.
It's always the skinny guys.
And he's got a hammer. This thing looks like a fucking thermos hanging there with a fucking apple on the end of it. This guy has got the most impressive penis I've ever laid out. Better, it's like a porn dick.
You know, and I think those kind of dicks are probably more impressive to guys than they are girls. Because
girls are scared of
girls
it.
Don't want that.
Yeah, girls are scared
They're
of
walking
it.
Funny for the next fucking week.
Although, I do know one girl, and mm-hmm. you know who you are, honey, that took that thing ball deep in the arse.
Ooh-wee.
In the arse, ball deep. No way she wasn't feeling that tickling a rib or two, because that thing is huge.
She got that ravioli asshole.
Oh, God. He said this girl had butt lips.
Butt lips. Hey, you know what I do hate in porn is when the girl's getting fucked in the ass and the guy pulls it out and you got the gaping butthole.
Oh, it stays open.
Oh, the gaping butthole is just too much for me. I can't jerk off to a gaping butthole. No. There's something about it that's just gross.
You know what grosses
Close
me out?
Close that thing up.
Yeah, but it stays open for like 5 minutes yes. or so until it slowly goes down.
It's a slow decline.
You know what really grosses me out in porn? When a guy busts a nut inside a girl. And then the camera stays on it, and she spits it back out. God, I hate that. Come on, baby, let me see it. I don't want to see it. I mean, usually by then, I've already nutted, and I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
But every now and then, if I haven't.
I don't think I've ever even seen that in a porn. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, girls will push it out. They'll use the Kegel things or whatever the fuck they're called to push
that
out.
Oh, push it out of their pussy. Okay.
Yeah, push the sperm out. Yeah,
yeah, that's in a lot of those what are those porns called? Why the hell can't
Bukkake?
I think of it? No, not Bukkake. That's a whole different story.
That's nut, right? Huh? On your face, I guess.
Nah, the cream pie porn.
Oh, yeah.
Cream pie porn's usually where you see that, yeah. For whatever reason, that's a whole genre of guys just want to see girls get cummed in.
See, that doesn't do anything for me.
Nah.
You know what? I like to see the dick slamming home, but I don't want to see the nut.
I don't
even like it on the face.
Nah,
the
very rarely do I ever get to the finish.
No, me neither.
Like, I'm not, the money shot is not money to me.
Because if he's got to the money shot and I know it's about to be over.
I'm rewinding. I'm moving to another video.
I double the speed.
Double
I get this
speed.
Over with. I start stroking a little
you
bit
pick
faster.
Pick up your rhythm.
Yeah, I got to get done before he does. There's no way, because if he nuts, they're done. They're getting dressed.
Well, sometimes.
He's picking up his Domino's bag, and he's walking out the door.
I forgot your pizza guy porn.
I love pizza guy porn. I just think it's hot. Hey, honey, you fucking hide in the closet with the phone out, and I'm gonna flash this pizza guy, and maybe... Just maybe he'll give him a rub and tug.
Now, Whoopi, you were a pizza guy for a while. Of course, you weren't a guy, but either way, did you ever have any weird experiences? Anybody ever get a little weird with you?
No, not really. A couple of 12-year-old boys got a little weird.
12-year-old
like
boys?
Yeah, it was very weird. They wanted to, you know, do the stripper thing where they threw their
money
at me.
Nice.
Good for them.
And they did it, and it blew away, and I made them pick it up.
Was
and
it Adam Pac-Man Jones kids?
Yeah, probably was. Will Smith's kids.
Will Smith's kids. Old Jaden or whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, it's been a long time since I've had a pizza delivered by somebody with some good-sized tetas that you possess. I don't think I've had a girl deliver a pizza in a long time.
Really?
But I would think because he's had weird fucking offers that at least once you would have went in to deliver a pizza and a guy would have said, hey, you busy? You want to stick around and have a beer?
If they had, I would not have noticed because I was... Just consistently stoned to the bone, delivering pizzas. That's all.
That's true.
That's
I get
the
it.
Only reason I had that job.
Hey, well, Brittany, get closer to the microphone.
I got to get closer to the microphone.
Put your there lips
you
on it.
There you go. Yeah, you really got to get right up to
I
that screen.
Right Miguel told me about this.
The last person that used that was Ryan. I don't think he has the old COVID-19, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I haven't talked to him for a while. Actually, I've talked to him yesterday. Never mind. He seemed fine.
And he had his butt eaten recently?
We didn't talk about that. We talked about Lowe's.
Oh, Did he go to Lowe's and there was a shit ton of people? Man, that's one thing I posted on Facebook. I went out and picked up my kids, man. Fucking people are acting like it's over.
I have a friend that works at Lowe's. I think she's a home designer or something like that. But pretty much all of them, I think, have to work the front registers and stuff because it's so fucking busy. And she was going off about this. You know, she said, and she makes a point, like, it's one thing if you have to go buy a new furnace or water heater or, you know, some shit for your house. But people are out there just getting all their mulch and buying, you know, lawnmowers and everything
else.
Yeah, they
got the fucking full shopping carts out.
Yeah, she's
shopping like
she said it's absolutely insane. These fucking assholes that have to come and get all this stuff during this and put their lives at risk. You know, it's selfish. You're a selfish cunt if you're doing that
shit. You're basically just telling everybody, I don't give a fuck if I give it to you or your family or anything.
You're a selfish cunt. It's awful. Fucking stay home. How hard is it?
The only place I go is to a fucking grocery store to pick my kids up. But I was out driving yesterday. And I was waiting, you know, in traffic lights. A week before that, I was the only fucking car on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's like, fuck it. And they're going out and doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if half these businesses weren't closed, they'd be full, too.
We did a video call last night with a bunch of our coworkers. There's eight of them on there at a time. And one of them picks up, and it's Keisha. And she's having a house party. She's having a big-ass house party. I don't think the black community is looking at this the same as the white community.
Maybe not.
Who knows?
Maybe not. Although I didn't see anybody at the party besides her.
We heard the loud music. She went outside.
Oh, maybe she was just cranking the R. Kelly by herself.
No, she said she was having a house party. She said she was letting people in and out as she was outside.
Wow.
Yeah, Keisha don't give a fuck.
No, apparently.
She said she seen one of our other coworkers at the store and went up and gave him a big hug and he freaked the fuck out.
Who?
Walt.
Oh, Walt freaked out on her?
Yeah, he didn't want that hug.
I'm not crazy like that. I just choose to stay home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking precautions. I'm not as careful as maybe, I mean, we're here.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast right now, technically, I guess. But, you know, I feel like this is essential.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It gives people something to do when they're sitting at home.
If a liquor store is essential, goddammit, this podcast is essential.
And we normally do these nude. Right now, we're doing them with hazmat suits.
Yeah, we got
to
change it up.
So we're totally safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Heather's hazmat suit's got holes where the titties were.
Yeah.
They're sticking out.
Just a little treat for you. Whatever. Hey. I just met you. I want to make a good impression.
But every 5 minutes, we reach over and we sanitize our nipples.
Yeah, well, I do.
These guys just care.
Yeah.
We do.
They're nice people.
And that's exactly why we're doing this podcast, because we care.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So
I'm just trying to save the world over here, right, guys?
One person at a time.
One person at a time.
Yeah, and like I said, I tried not to get crazy with this thing, but just the last thing I'm going to say about the coronavirus, you motherfuckers that are out there just living life again, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean,
how fucking dare you just give a fuck about nobody else but yourself?
Listen, we went over to 2,000 death range right now in America.
Mm-hmm.
How many people died 9/11?
3,000.
I don't think it was that. It was 2,000 or something. But either way, even if it was 3,000, we're almost getting to that range. And we're talking about 9/11 still 20 years later like it was the worst thing ever, which it sucked, obviously. But if we're going to take that serious, why aren't we taking this serious? There's going to be a lot more than 3,000 people die.
Well, the only way that it's going to not is if cops start pulling people over. What the fuck are you doing out?
Yeah. Well, the cops don't want to do that either. Did you see 500 New York cops have it?
Yeah, they don't want to do the martial law thing. As a matter of fact,
the first Cincinnati police guy just got it today.
Yeah, I saw that. And there was one in Franklin County, too. I mean, it's fucked up, man.
You know,
that's
funny
right now. I can't believe that these people are just going out. And I understand. Here's the thing that pisses me off the most, I think. I went to Kroger, and Kroger is necessity. I go in there. I got a basket. I'm not going to take a fucking shopping cart and shop like it's the end of the world. But it's fine, motherfuckers, and I did see a lot of people with masks on, which was cool.
Kind of. It's useless, but go on.
It's useless, but at least they're giving a fuck.
Yeah.
And I see all these other people walking around with infants, little babies.
That bothers me, too. Now, my kid has been begging me to go, you know, every time. He loves going to the store. He calls Kroger's the shop, and he loves because I'll get him, like, a Matchbox car for 99 cents, and he'll be all happy, and I only paid a dollar, so I'm happy, too, to shut him the fuck up. He's been begging to go to the store. I'm not going to let him. He's staying inside. I'm the only one in our house that's leaving. So I'll risk myself. Now, of course, I'm coming home and I'll give it to them anyways. But either way, the idea is that he's not going to be around it.
Well, the whole point is you might be walking down an aisle and not pass the person that just fucking coughed and has it. Mm-hmm. And he might.
Yeah.
So you're minimizing the risk.
Well, that and kids touch everything. And they don't know anything. They're not cleaning their hands. They're touching things and then sticking shit in their mouth. I mean, he loves just licking weird shit. You'll look over and Kane will be licking the floor.
Does he lick bus windows and
nah,
shit like that?
He might have some chromosome issues, but either way.
You know, I was driving here today and this fucking lady told me to wipe my toilet handle after I flush.
What?
Told me to sanitize my toilet handle after I flush.
While you're driving, why'd you have a toilet in your car?
I was driving here and she was telling me what to do.
Oh, on the radio or something?
Yeah, she was on the radio telling me, when you're done dropping a deuce,
yeah,
wipe the handle down before you flush. And I'm like, well, I was just three knuckles deep into my ass.
Yeah, that's
you want me
stupid,
to wipe it after?
That's stupid because you're going to wash your hands. So, I mean, you know, you wipe
you're
your,
not, but you're, I am.
Well, yeah.
Nasty fuck.
No, I wash my hands right now. There's a goddamn pandemic going around, but
Jason
otherwise.
Jason is incredibly famous for never washing his hands. So this is a big sacrifice.
After he shits, he said last week, he doesn't wash his hands.
Unless a finger goes through the paper.
You're still rubbing. I'm not
hands
getting
and
into
feet,
this
if
again.
I'm right. Hands and feet.
Hands and feet. What do you mean?
Yeah, you always said you never wash your feet either because they're standing in the soapy water.
I think that was Adam. Hmm. I am a footper. I will wash my feet. I don't want stinky feet.
I'd pay money to see you in the shower lifting up one leg and trying to keep your balance while you're cleaning your feet. I'd pay money to see that.
I can do that. That's not a problem at all. That's not an issue.
So we got something exciting coming today, guys. We're going to be taking phone calls.
Yeah, we're going to be doing them in the second episode, and these people are going to hear this 4 days later, so it don't really matter. But
well, no, but people that are catching up and hearing new episodes are going to realize that now, from this point on, you'll be able to do call-ins, and we will tell you what time, you know, we don't do this live, so we'll tell you what time to call.
Yeah, we're going to be announcing on Facebook and give you a couple hours notice. And this also opens up the door to do call-in interviews just in general. We have a couple people that we want to do call-in interviews with. And maybe there are people that we don't particularly need to have here the whole time, you know, only want a 20-minute segment or so. So this opens up a lot of doors for us to do a lot of weird shit.
It does.
And hopefully branch out a little bit, too.
That's what we're hoping for.
I'm looking to get a hold of some authors or some weird books and shit, have them call, and then we can question them and make fun of them, get them all mad at us and hang up on them.
And I got my buddy in Arizona, my stand-up comedian buddy. He's got a lot of friends that are more than willing to help call
in. Yeah, so this opens up some doors.
We want a porn star to call in.
Do you want a porn star?
Fuck yeah, but I don't want one of these amateur ones because I can do that. See, I want a name.
Just being a Howard Stern guy for 20 years, I'm burnt out on the porn star interviews. I've heard every little thing you can hear.
Yeah, but we'll put our own little spin on it.
Well, you're probably right about that.
You know?
And ask a little bit different questions than Howard would.
But it would be nice to have one of every weird fucking person in the world call in. Hey, we got a porn star. Hey, we've got a guy who just took Narcan. And he's awake now, so we're going to talk to him, that kind of thing.
I can get you some addicts. If you want some addicts.
I want one that just OD'd and just hit the Narcan.
Just a recent, well, those are a little bit harder to get now. But
I was watching Live PD last fucking 72 hours of my fucking life. This fucking guy, they pull up on the scene. This guy's laying on the fucking ground, basically dead.
Mm-hmm.
They squirted the Narcan in his nose, and within 3 minutes, he was sitting there texting on his phone, answering questions.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking amazing.
My friend's a Cincinnati cop, and he said about 50% of his calls are just to do Narcans.
I mean, but it's like you never did the heroin in the first place. This guy was up. He was good.
No, it's a great drug, apparently.
A minute later, that's my question. Why aren't heroin addicts buying Narcan?
I don't know if they can. Is Narcan just, can you go to the store and just get some Narcan?
You can buy anything in this country if you got enough money.
You can? Where?
You can go to a pharmacy and you can buy them for like emergency kits. There's first responders that have them in their purse.
Do you have to get a prescription? You have to go to like your family doctor and go, hey, ma'am, I love the heroin.
I think it's like the morning after pill used to be. You just go there and you got to be ashamed for a minute and they give you your medicine.
Well, who cares? Those fucking pharmacy techs. Who gives a shit? A bunch of dorks. They're not
who
real.
About being ashamed.
I mean, at a pharmacy, there's literally like 30 people working behind a desk, but only two of them have degrees. The rest of them are just dorks that happen to get a job at the pharmacy.
And that's kind of the worst part. I'm not embarrassed to the guy with the degree, but when I walk up to the high school girl and say, yeah, I'm here to pick up my boner pills, that just kind of kills a whole lot of things. You know
not
what I'm
me.
Saying?
I would wink.
Really?
No.
Hey, listen, I'm here to pick up a prescription. Which one? Boner pills. All right, I got those right here. How much for these boner pills? Price check on boner pills. That's what I see.
That'd be great if they actually did that.
Oh, fuck. Can you imagine? I'd go in there with a fucking wig on every day. Normally, I'm not embarrassed to shit like that, but can you imagine if you had something like, if you did wake up with a little case of the fucking drip and your dick was burning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, guy's got the clap. How much for this clap medicine? What should he take?
penicillin shot in aisle six.
Yeah, shit like that.
His dick
people are
going to
know you don't have the fucking flu. Okay, this guy's walking funny. He's asking where the bathroom is, and he wants penicillin. This guy's got a dose.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody gets it every so often, right?
Not me. I've never had it.
Well, you're lucky, I guess.
I'm cautious.
Yeah, you're a condom guy.
I'm a condom guy. Through and through.
You can you still get the clap with the condom, though? There's certain STDs that the condom doesn't protect against,
the
right?
Lambskin condoms, you can still get all that.
Well, who's using lambskin condoms? I'm still wondering about that.
Well, the only thing they protect against is the baby. But fuck, they feel awesome. You're not wearing anything.
You're wearing a lambskin.
I don't have any issue with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Silence of the Lambs, he wore the shit on his face. I'm wearing it on my dick.
Yeah, but he was classy.
Is that what he was?
He's a good guy.
I'm going to segue into another thing.
All right, segue.
Our uneducated guest today, Heather.
Uneducated.
Was giving her unbridled opinion about circumcised penises and how she wouldn't ever put an uncircumcised penis in her mouth.
Absolutely not. I've encountered one in my life, and it was too many.
And you, and just right away, like, were you at that moment, and then you just saw the uncircumcised dick, and you're like, ah, like, rewind.
Oh, this is going to be awkward. Where's my exit here?
Looking
just,
for the door.
Did I just get my period, or?
Just now.
Like, what?
I get it, because it's the first one you've ever seen. Now, when my youngest son was born, he's 7 now. Of course, I wanted a circumcision. I wanted one. I grew up. That's what you did.
Yeah, me and my wife had a big argument about it. Or not big, you know, whatever. I didn't really give a shit, and it was her call in the end. But I didn't understand it at first. I was like, why? We don't need it. I was like, most of the countries don't have the circumcision. Now, looking back on it, I'm glad he got circumcised, not only because he doesn't have the weird-looking dick at school, but also because there's a lot of cleaning and stuff involved.
There is a lot. Now, my father was not circumcised.
Extra work.
Back in those days, they didn't. And then it got up to the point where 9 out of 10 were, then 8 out of 10 were. And if I read it correctly, now it's down to like 6.5 out of 10 are.
Really?
But when my wife had this baby, my last baby, and God, I will say my ex-wife, God, what a trooper. I told you, she went through all this with no drugs, blah, blah, blah. I thought pretty much she went through the labor, the carrying the baby. I thought 100% she had earned every right to make call those shots on whatever, you know what I mean?
That's
with
the same
baby.
Way I felt.
She's earned it. It's her call. But she gave me the proper due, and we discussed it, and she said, will you at least just watch this video of a circumcision being performed? And I said, I will. And I'll be honest with you, it was fucking barbaric.
Oh, yeah, they're really gross looking to watch them perform.
They strapped this baby to a board, arms and legs down, rubbed a little bit of cream, like that's going to do anything when they're lopping off part of your dick.
It probably does. It does more than you think, probably.
Okay. But it's still not enough for a newborn baby that just came out of the fucking womb. And I watched this video, and as soon as it was over, I said, you win. I'm good with it. And I'm telling you, I might have my opinion and all, but if you show me something that changes my mind, hey, I'm all about broadening my mind and learning something. And like I said, with the numbers dropping and dropping, I worried about all that too. I worried about, you know, this cleanliness and all that. But from day one, we teach them to clean it right and do all that stuff. But if you watched this video and it was your kid, you wouldn't do it.
I heard that uncircumcised is a lot better for your sexual experience. You have a lot more feeling and such.
I've heard that too.
Which is a good and a bad thing. It might just mean you come quicker.
It could.
Yeah.
But I know that if you go anywhere throughout the world, you're going to see a lot more and more uncircumcised dicks.
And that was my argument. That was my argument to my wife when we were talking about it. I was like, I'm trying to give him an exotic dick. He just wants the regular American dick. I'm trying to make him special. But she didn't want to hear it. And, you know, looking back on it, like I said, I'm glad he got circumcised because I didn't want to have to deal with the extra cleaning and everything else. I'm selfish.
Well, like I said, I think first and foremost, that video changed my mind. But like I said, I think my ex-wife had earned every right to call that shot, and I wasn't going to argue with it. But, yeah, the video was fucking horrible, and it gave me fucking nightmares.
I will say, you know, my black dick thing.
Yeah, you don't like black dicks.
I feel the same way about uncircumcised dicks. If I see an uncircumcised dick in porn, next video.
That's just because that's just what you're used to.
I guess. I just don't like the way it looks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they look different than yours, and you've seen yours a lot. And you know, like I said, I don't know.
I've had this belly for a while.
I'm not going to become an advocate for not circumcising your kids.
Yeah.
But I saw the video, and the choice to not circumcise my 7-year-old was the best call for me.
Hey, you ever seen that weird sect of the Jewish religion where they have the priest or whatever the hell they're, the rabbi that bites it off?
The bris?
Is that what it's called?
They bite it off in the bris?
No, they cut it off in a bris.
The moil performs the bris.
Certain ones, they do bite it off. Because there's been a rabbi that got herpes over it, or gave the baby herpes. I promise you, it's a weird sect. This isn't like some normal Jewish thing.
Ozzy Osbourne sect?
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those weird, you know, every religion has a bunch of different little weird sects inside of it. And this is one of the real strange ones. I think this is one of the ones where they got the long curly cues and stuff on the side of their face.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
And they like, bite it off.
Part of it is biting it off, which is fucking weird.
Who applies for that job?
So freaks.
Who wants that
The
job?
Same person that's applying to be a proctologist.
That's right? The same fucked up thing in those African countries where they take 16-year-old girls into a tent and cut their clitoris off because they don't want them to feel any pleasure. That's fucking craziness.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm going to now bite the tip of your baby's dick off.
What? I mean, like, it's one thing for this rabbi to do it. That's fucking weird, and this guy's fucking insane. But the parents, could you imagine? Mm-mm. Yeah, now you told me, hey, bring me your child. I'm going to bite half his dick off. No bet.
No.
All right, not happening.
I'm going Hindu or something.
I'm Buddhist.
Yeah.
All right. Bring big fat Buddha out here. We'll rub his belly and get on with our lives because you're not biting my kid's dick.
We have a lot of dick talk on this one. I like that because people keep saying, hey, you talk about dicks too much.
Yeah, get a lot of complaints that we talk about dick and balls too much.
That's a thing that happens on this show.
Well, for sure.
We're getting more and more listeners.
I've listened to a few.
We're dudes, man.
We're not on here to teach you anything. We're on here to make you laugh and help your day get through a little bit quicker.
You don't want
to
hear me and Chris argue politics or do that shit. And the sports talk gets old to some people. I feel like dicks are international. Everybody loves dicks.
We've all got one. At least 49% of us have one. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, a little bit ago, Jason went Facebook Live, said to Kane, what do you want to talk about today? He said dinosaurs. So that brings up my next topic. How big do you think a T-Rex's dick was?
I don't know. Or a brontosaurus dick? Who do you think would have a bigger dick? Because
the meat eater.
Yeah, you think that's what it is?
The man,
See, I don't know, because I don't know if you've ever heard this, but gorillas, the giant silverback gorillas, they got the smallest dicks of the monkey world.
Really?
Or whatever they call those things.
Yeah, but if you laugh at it.
What's the technical term for monkeys?
Primates.
Primates, yeah. Sure. Of the
yeah, but
primate
if you
world.
Laugh at it, they pull your arms off.
That's the point, as they don't have apparently your dick size is in the correlation of strength and everything else.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so the silverback doesn't need the big dick. They're running shit, but the chimpanzee or the smaller monkeys that got these big old hogs on them, they got them for a reason. They're trying to attract the females.
You can look on the internet and you can find 10,000 pictures of every kind of dinosaur there was. You can't find one.
No dinosaur dicks.
Give me a T-Rex's dick.
Well, here's the problem.
And could you like a female T-Rex? Okay, could you could probably drive into that pussy? It's got to be so huge. And, you know, for the dick to do any damage in there.
In fact, I'm expecting that in Jurassic Park 5. And then just to hit a ramp and fly up into some kind of raptor pussy.
Yeah, like that one movie with Sacha Baron Cohen. Remember when he was in the elephant?
Yes.
The Brothers Grimsley or whatever that was.
I want to see that. You know,
fucking great
Jeff
movie.
Goldblum just sticking half his head out of a dinosaur pussy like, help!
You know, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and the muscles getting pulled back in. I knew a girl once that was so talented with that vag.
Yeah.
I could go ball deep in this thing, and she could work the muscles and push it out.
She was stronger than you?
Her vag muscles would push my dick out.
Yeah, but you didn't have the...
I didn't try to keep it in.
Okay.
I didn't resist
I was going
to
say,
her.
If we're playing like tug of war, I would think you'd be able to keep it in.
Oh, no, I would have kept it in for sure, but okay. I didn't resist her, but it was so cool to feel this girl shove this thing out.
Latching on like a tick.
Yeah, it's like a cough. Get out. It was a vag cough.
Yeah, but I don't know why they've never showed dinosaur dick. I mean, obviously, we don't have a picture of a dinosaur because they existed way before pictures. So we're just going on renderings of other people's imaginations, basically. I've also heard they have feathers. You never see feathers on them.
Hey, Heather, why don't you Google there real quick, how big was a T-Rex's penis? See what it comes up.
Yeah.
I'm going to bang it.
Ooh.
Bang. See, she's always something
I'm
different.
Bang it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Something different with this girl.
I'm not going to bang
fucking
it,
fucking hipster. Come on. Bang. Who uses bang?
Bing it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking the brontosaurus probably has a bigger dick. I don't know why. That's just in my imagination. That's what's going on.
That's the leaf eater. That's the hippie there.
Yeah, those hippies can be hung, though, man.
They can.
You know?
You see them around Woodstock videos, these guys dancing around with this big hanging thing. You know, sometimes I wish that mine was really big, soft. I would think that would be more impressive. But I like mine. It's tiny, and then it when it gets hard, it's like, oh, my God, is that the same dick? Yeah, it is. Same dick.
Yeah, abracadabra, bitch.
Update. They do liken it to birds. It says some 2 foot tall ducks, for example, have 7 inch penises.
2 foot has 7 inch?
Impressive.
Oh, ducks have like corkscrew shaped dicks and corkscrew shaped vaginas.
Oh, like pigs?
Kind of.
Oh, so they lock in there so they can't pull
yes,
away.
And a female duck actually has a false vagina that she can put you to if she doesn't want to get knocked up by your dirty dick.
Ooh, wow. I like that.
Ducks, man, got a lot of weird stuff going on, but they hypothesize that the T-Rex would have a 12-foot long penis.
12-foot dick.
A 40-foot long T-Rex would have a 12-foot long penis.
Damn. This guy, like Yao Ming and a half hanging off his bucket.
Can you imagine that?
Jesus Christ.
Yao Ming and a half Johnson hanging down.
Yeah, you got like Yao Ming with John Stockton on his shoulders just hanging from that. Good.
And two Volkswagen Beetle-sized nuts hanging underneath that thing.
Oh, my God. Why are these not in the museums?
You would think they would.
Hey, if you put that T-Rex dick in a museum, I'm visiting your museum because I don't give a fuck about a museum
at this
point.
I'm getting a picture with it.
Yeah. My hand, a big fucking thumbs up.
You know, I'd be holding my mouth open like I was blowing the T-Rex.
Man, imagine that. Imagine the females, like if that T-Rex tries to go ass deep, imagine the gate that's going to be on that female.
Oh, my God. That thing ain't closing.
You ain't.
Well, but I told you, they probably have giant vaginas,
you
too.
Could drive a Hummer right straight through her asshole.
12 feet long.
It's excessive. I don't like it.
I think it's perfect.
Man.
And uncircumcised. I mean, please, no.
You don't think they circumcised? Do you don't think they're doing that back in the dinosaur days?
Does it look like Ric Flair's about to blow a dinosaur? Mouth open, he's holding his hands like this. Woo! Well,
there you go, Kane. We got your dinosaur talking, buddy. I know that's what you requested we talk about. My 5-year-old son will be very happy to know about T-Rex dick now.
So if the T-Rex was laying here, his dick would go through the ceiling 2 feet.
Yeah, I got a 10-foot ceiling, so yeah.
That's impressive.
That is nice.
Oh my God.
T-Rex. I like how you're thinking about a T-Rex laying on its back.
I've got that open kind of mind.
Hey, you know what, though? With their short arms, they couldn't jerk off.
I know. What a bummer.
Yeah. They'd have to, like, rub it against a tree.
Yeah. Or they would say, or they could go up to other dinosaurs and say, hey, you better take care of this, or I'm going to fucking eat you.
That's true.
You know, hey, I mean, there was no rape back then. Hey, you, fucking... No, Stegosaurus, come over here and rub those spiky things on my dick.
Actually, rape is pretty much acceptable in the animal kingdom.
It is.
That's
so is
much,
incest.
It's pretty much a normal thing. I mean,
so is incest.
They don't got many animal cops out there trying to get people down.
Incest.
I think a lot of animals, that's actually the way of procreation in general. The female never wants it. They're just raped.
In the animal world?
I think so, yes.
No, in the animal world, a lot of times females will spray something out to attract them.
I'm not saying all the time. I'm saying, you know, there is species where it's like that, where they don't...
Hey,
know.
Remember my philosophy, Jay.
Okay.
They all want it.
Our secret's out, girls.
All right, there's
stripes.
No means
maybe.
No means maybe. This is not the opinion of Shut Up Cincinnati. This is the opinion of Christopher Tease.
No, because I'm part of that. No, it's just it's a fucking joke, people. God damn. Are you really a rapist? No, I'm not.
You sure?
I'm done. All right, so...
They might have got us on a technicality in it once or
twice. Yeah, that's a horseshit. I mean, you say something funny and suddenly you're a rapist, you're a fucking Hitler supporter, you're white power on your forehead, you know, all kinds of weird shit like that.
Yeah, you know, why can't you just get a white power tattoo on your forehead without people looking at you weird?
I know.
You know, you didn't mean anything by it. It was a joke.
I'm expressing myself. Yeah. You know, is it any different than a fucking scorpion on your neck with the tail coming around and stinging your earlobe? No fucking difference there.
Actually, I think it's a gigantic difference. But either way, let's move on. Yeah.
All right, Heather, let me ask you a question. Have you been doing your homework, your research on this?
Yeah, I mean, obsessively over these last 23 hours, notice I was given to be here today.
You were under the gun.
That is true. We didn't give her much of a notice. Everybody else got a month. Heather got a day.
You know, a lot of talk out there about Corona, not a lot of talk about other things.
That's true. It is hard for a newswoman right now to avoid the Corona talk.
It is.
I think I found a couple that mesh it together in some Not at all.
Well, we like to give you guys current events, and we like to, you know, keep you updated on what's going on in the world. So Heather is going to tell us some news that's going on around our world and see what you think about it.
Oh, we're putting her on the spot right now?
Yeah.
All right. You better look up your shit and get ready.
I got it. I got one. I think it's going to be real popular with this audience here in the garage. I don't know about
this is our hostel.
Elsewhere. you know, a lot of things going on. A lot of things being done virtually right now, including a lot of church services. British vicar was asking for an answer from God when he was set on fire by a nearby candle. I think that is a pretty clear sign for him.
Do what now?
Yeah, he was doing his prayers on the line there on the interwebs.
Yes.
For the people. And he said, God, please give me a sign. And he
got caught on fire.
His sweater caught on fire on a nearby prayer candle.
Well, I think you got your sign there.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I think he's hell bound. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think God's a fan. No. That sounds like he might have did some diddling or something on the side. God knows about
it. God knows it. You can't hide that from God.
No, God knows.
He got caught on fire. Did he, like, anybody put him out? Or
he was there alone. He just kind of, I mean, it says he just kind of put himself out and did not take that as his sign, which I thought was really interesting.
I think everybody listening took that as a sign.
Did he get razor fingernails and haunt kids' dreams after that or what?
He just kept on praying, man. Kept on looking for that sign. Yeah, nothing, you
know,
yet.
I don't know about you, but as soon as I get caught on fire, my first instinct is to pray. Yeah, I just fall on my knees and go, oh, Lord, put this out. Fuck that faucet over there full of water.
Holy water, too. I would put it out instantly.
Well, I think if you're a priest, you can turn anything into holy water right away, right?
You have to bless it.
Well, yeah, but how long does that take? Bless. All right, it's
holy.
No, holding.
I don't think it's one of those. I think there's an actual incantation you have to say.
Oh, nice word.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Thank you. I like to sneak in a good one. Yeah. About once an episode.
All right.
But I think there's a special prayer you have to do to make water holy.
Oh, fuck if I know.
I'm Catholic, you know.
I just stick my balls in it.
That doesn't make it holy. That makes it dirty.
Says you.
In other loosely related coronavirus news, it's really hitting people hard. You know, people are fighting for toilet paper. I'm fighting to not smoke through all my weed in one day. I get it.
That's tough.
But the Mexican cartels have been especially hit hard.
Poor guys.
Shortages of meth and fentanyl because all the chemicals are sourced in China.
Oh, shit. Mm. People aren't getting their fentanyl.
Mm-mm. Or their meth.
It's
a tragedy.
Meth's done in China now?
Yeah, they make everything in China now.
Yeah, but meth? Oh, okay, the chemicals. Okay, I got what you're saying.
Yeah, because everybody here's locked up their fucking farm oils and fuels and all that stuff.
I just thought it was all made in the deserts of New Mexico.
Well, no, but here you got to go. You got to sign your fucking name, pull your license out to get one box of ephedrine.
And it's even worse. The further south you go,
barrel full.
Like if you get a south, like, you know, near the gorge and stuff like that, or any there southern, mm-hmm. it gets a lot worse about
Does
that
it?
Kind of stuff. Oh yeah, because the meth's a lot bigger problem down there.
Oh yeah.
So it's
yeah.
on like all the windows and shit. You know, you can only buy two Sudafeds or shit like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever just else weird shit they put in meth. What a weird drug.
I know, man. Reminds me. I was watching that Tiger King thing. Last couple days, I mean, you see this guy, you know, with four teeth in his head, and then the next interview, four episodes later, he's got three teeth in his head, and then he's got two teeth, and
never one shirt.
No, never. At the end, when he was laying in bed sleeping, he was wearing a shirt.
Was he when he's yeah. sleeping, like the opposite?
Well, he was smoking a cigarette. He was laying in bed, had a cigarette lit up, and he was watching the news about.
To ruin that for anybody, but apparently he was told by the producers not to put a shirt on.
Was
the producer's idea, and apparently he has teeth now.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him. It says, look how hot this guy is with all his teeth.
And he actually is a pretty good-looking guy with his teeth in. But you just know his past, so it obviously, like, you know right away, nah, this guy used to fuck the Tiger King. I'm not...
Yeah.
Like, I would think most girls...
I think the Tiger King definitely was the one getting the dick.
You think?
Oh, without a doubt.
Well, he was definitely
gay. He changed his name to theirs.
Did he?
Yeah, he was... remember, he was fucking... Joe Maldonado mm-hmm. passage when he married the other guy. He hyphenated all of... And he left the one guy's name there because he shot his fucking head off.
Oh, that was a great scene though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look like Macaulay Culkin on Home Alone.
He got the Home Alone look on as he watched someone's head get blown off. And then he thought he was joking. Instead of, come on, stop dicking around.
Pick those brains up. Come on, enough. It's always something with you.
But did you love the Tiger King? Was it worth the hype?
It was worth that. It was definitely entertainment.
Yeah,
I mean,
my
no
wife
doubt
refuses to watch it. It actually pisses me off.
I think every one of those guys is a fucking criminal. I think the main criminal is the one that didn't get caught, the Bret Michaels with the bandana. I think he was definitely...
Oh, he's a hustler.
He's definitely the criminal. But I'll be honest with you, you know, on a show like that, you tend to take sides. I hated the woman, too.
Oh, yeah, I hated her, too.
I hate her guts.
I hated her more.
Yeah.
I think I supported Tiger King over anybody.
Really?
Yeah, just because he was hilarious. I mean, he's so fucking goofy. Like when the lady got her arm bit off and he goes and puts on the EMS jacket. Like, that's the fucking best, dude. This guy was so awesome.
And then he looks down at her and says, "You all right?" "Well, no, I'm not all right. I'm missing a fucking arm."
"I got a stump. Bitch is back to work in 6 days, though."
I know. She didn't even sue him. He even said it.
Yeah.
"I'm never going to financially recover from this."
And how could he? Typically.
Well, she didn't sue him.
Oh, man.
Just came back to work. I guarantee she got a fucking raise.
I'll tell you one thing. They picked the best time ever to release the documentary.
You think?
During this fucking coronavirus where everybody's stuck at home?
Yeah.
I mean, it was the perfect time. Yeah. Same thing with those two comedy specials that got released last week.
Tom Segura.
Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. Best time ever to release those because you're home. You got nothing else to do.
Right.
And even people that don't know him might give it a try.
I mean, even Heather said they're giving a free Pornhub.
Yeah, what's this? I'll explain that a little bit more.
Well, the first time I heard of it, it was with one of the cruise ships. All the people stuck on the cruise ship, I guess they figured they had a lot of downtime in their room with their TV. So they offered anyone stuck on this cruise ship free Pornhub access to the premium, which after talking to you guys, I have learned that Pornhub is free, but there is paid content is what I'm learning.
Wait a minute, do you never look at porn, ever?
Not like you guys.
Oh, no, I know girls aren't into porn the same way guys are,
really.
But there's never a point.
No.
Some girls like porn now and then.
Yeah, some girls, but I think the majority don't.
There's not much there for me.
Yeah. Right, I agree. But if you did like porn, what kind of scenes would you like to watch? What would turn you on?
Yeah, would you go black? Would you stick to the whiteies? Would you get a little girl
rug munching?
You guys see that video online with the guy doing the dishes and like vacuuming the floor and shit, cooking dinner?
That got you wet, huh?
Oh my God, I got a little like wet right now.
You're making soup in your underwear watching this guy.
So is that why you bitches all watch Food Network? That's just pretty much your porn. There's these guys cooking and shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, they loved Anthony Bourdain.
Like, yeah,
that
Bourdain
was a real
loss
for
like
us.
Bobby Flay. People are just like, ooh.
No.
Really not Bobby? Why? Because he's a fucking redhead.
I heard he's a prick.
Is he?
I heard.
I've heard that too. He came to our casino, I think. I've never met him.
Well, when you watch that Beat Bobby Flay, he always seems like a pretty cool, laid back guy.
You know what
they say in real life, he's a prick.
The first day they opened up Bobby's Burgers, he was cooking on the line. I like that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's back there with his line cooks fucking flipping burgers. I mean, yeah. It's his restaurant, and he only did it for probably an hour or so. But still, you're not going to see that. Old Ronald McDonald ain't coming in and fucking dropping the fries.
Ray Kroc.
That's not a real person, though.
Ray Kroc can't
drop fries.
He's real in my world, all right?
And you know what? He is real. I saw him no more than 2 months ago.
Real?
At McDonald's, yeah. He was there with the Colerain Cardinal.
Ronald McDonald was?
Yeah, they were outside waving, holding signs.
Oh, yeah, see? Told you.
He's real.
I drop a fry, motherfucker.
He's real.
All right, what else you got there, Whoopi?
It's just so much Corona, you know?
It's so Corona.
But, you know, again, you know, really fueling towards a solution here. One of your very favorite people, a porn star, has offered to have sex with any scientist who finds a vaccine. So that's like a little extra
something for you.
Which porn star? This blonde lady. She's in Moscow. She's a Russian.
No.
You know, she's not on our team. But
they're a dime a dozen there.
Yeah.
Lola Taylor.
I like the name.
She has a plastic outfit. She looks real nice.
Oh, let me see. Yeah,
she's hot.
She's a nurse. She wants to fuck you.
And she offered to bang anybody who came up with the cure.
The vaccine.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to up her one. Anybody who successfully comes up with a cure for cancer, I will have sex with you.
And I'll give them a pizza.
And a pizza.
Domino's two topping.
Two topping. $6.99 if you buy two.
Yep. And I will. One for me, one for you.
Yep. That's a pretty cool offer. I mean, of course. You know what's funny? When they do come up with a cure for this, some fucker's going to secretly fly to Russia and go, "Hey, I'm the guy who came up with that
yeah,
fucking
that's
idea.
That's me.
Give me some of that Russian vag."
Yeah, Dr. Tom here. Blow me.
I did find you guys a nice sports story.
I love sports balls.
A 13-year-old girl has broken the record for basketball bounce juggling. So, you know, heavy sports action going on here.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That's when she juggles like two or three basketballs at a time.
There's
you know?
A video. I
future Harlem Globetrotter?
I had to watch it.
Now, see, that's why we need video. So we can... Jesus Christ.
Let me see.
She
what
does
doing?
It the fastest. She that's, does it 230 times a
that's
minute.
That's not sped up.
Oh my. No, that's regular.
Wow. So now they just slowed
it
down.
It's like juggling, but it's upside down, and you're bouncing it instead of throwing them in the air.
I can tell you, without a doubt, that girl will be in the WNBA at some time in her life.
Oh, yeah, probably. If you're that good at that.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be in the WNBA making fucking $35 a game or whatever they pay those bitches.
I mean, if not, she could have a lot of other options. Her last name is Avant-Garde.
That girl is going to have dozens of fans.
Zayla Avant-Garde.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Can you name
ridiculous.
One WNBA team?
Phoenix.
I'm not saying the fucking city. I mean, I know.
No,
like,
I cannot. No,
yeah, I can't either.
I mean, the only time it was, to me, even recognizable at all is when you had like Cheryl Miller.
Yeah, that was a big name. I remember that name. I mean, yeah. There's a couple
Reggie
names.
Miller's sister.
Yeah, there's a couple names that pop out at me. When I think of girls basketball, I more think of like UConn.
Yeah.
You know, the college basketball. Yeah. Who was it? UConn, and there was another one that was gigantic for years. Tennessee, maybe?
Yeah, Tennessee's always big, but UConn had it for like 20 years or something like that.
I don't really think of the WNBA. I have this theory that even lesbians hate the WNBA. There's no
You know, not that they're not good basketball players, they are.
They're
but
probably fundamentally better than most NBA players,
but
fundamentally.
Guys just, well, I've watched it, you know, you flip through it, you watch it for a minute, and you see them really struggling to get it home from three, you know what I mean? They don't dunk. One or two might dunk, but that's not what people want to pay the money to see.
No, it's like watching the Spurs without Tim Duncan and David Robinson back in the day. You know, it's, like fundamentally great, but they're a boring team to watch, really.
Yeah, they want to see guys like fucking Steph Curry and KD and doing this fucking shit that nobody else in the world can do.
Not shooting from half court and shit.
Yeah, and without even thinking about it, you know, see guys like fucking Shaq fucking going over five guys and throwing it down. You know, that's what people are paying money to. They're not paying it to see a...
Now, if there was a girl that was Shaq size that was just dominating ladies, I'd watch that.
Yeah,
that'd
but,
be interesting.
Yeah, but there would be zero competition for her.
No, that's why it could be fun watching her bounce
she'd be
that
like
big
the,
ass against people,
like
knocking
the
people
Bill
over.
Bill Russell would be scoring 100 points. You know
would
what
it,
I mean?
Would it matter to you if she were
Will
born male? Chamberlain.
What?
Would it matter to you if she were born male? How do you guys feel about that in the sports world?
I don't like that in sports. I mean, you know.
Running, wrestling, things like that.
I don't give a fuck what you do with yourself as far as you want to become a girl or become a guy or you've already that and you're just changing your actual genitalia. I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. Do what you want to do. But I don't think it's right to be born a male and then play a female sport. You're It's different, man.
I mean,
it's
testosterone is a known performance-enhancing drug.
Well, not
only
testosterone,
if you're born with a chock full of it.
See,
you know,
I am a 100%, 100% trans advocate.
Yes.
100%. But I do agree with Jason on this. I think if you were born male, then you just biologically have an advantage. You were born with more muscle tissue in certain
muscle
places.
Muscle tissue, the bone density is different. There's a lot to it. I mean, it's I don't know. I don't like it. But then again, I don't give a shit either.
But
do,
if it put a Shaq-sized lady in the WNBA,
there are
you
no
watch
Shaq-sized
it.
I will. That doesn't exist. Just like
it's
when they
Shaq
say that
Shaq hasn't made up his mind yet to do the right thing.
Well, she's saying if there's a Shaq-sized guy that decides to become a girl and then goes into WNBA.
No, they made a movie about that. Remember when that guy got kicked out of the NBA? It was a comedy. He got kicked out of the NBA. And he put a wig on. And
that Damon Wayans movie or one of the Wayans brothers?
Damon Wayans. It was another guy like that.
That's Ladybug. That's
No, it's that's
yeah,
soccer.
Yeah, it's a Rodney Dangerfield
that's soccer.
Movie. It was a masterpiece.
No, it's the same thing. It was the name of the movie was the guy's name. He was a star in the NBA. He got booted out of the league.
Mm-hmm.
So he put a wig on and went to the WNBA and just fucking dominated everything. And like they couldn't tell it wasn't him. But it's the same thing to me like when girls say they want to play high school football. Okay, well, that's a double-edged sword. I'm not going to sit here and say that girls shouldn't be allowed to play high school football, but I can tell you right now, no guy is going to go full force and knock her on her ass. It's just not going to happen.
See, maybe not high school. I played with a girl in Pee Wee League. There was a girl that played for 1 year. I think she didn't even last the whole year, but we'd fucking gun at her just
well,
to prove a point.
But what I'm saying, when you hit puberty, Heather hits puberty, your bodies are just that much different. You know what I mean? You might be a good little peewee football player and great. You want to play great. But I'm saying you're not good. Your body's not going to turn into the same thing as a man's body. All these women, you know, and that's what fucking kills me about this shit. Women, I want to do this. I want to do this. I just want to do it to prove a point. What's the point? You can go out there and some guy could fucking break your legs because you just don't have the fucking body for it.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but I have no problem with them doing it.
I don't have any problem with them doing it.
Girl wants to join peewee football or whatever. I
have
no
problem with that either. I have no problem with little girls wanting to play baseball and do all that. But once you get to a point where you're not a girl, you're a woman now, your body just can't take the abuse that an NFL player is going to give you. It's just not there.
I agree with you.
And that's why I say, what's the point? You know,
I mean, roids are an option, but we have a hard enough time dealing with the tiny mustaches we're born with. We don't need this extra stuff going on.
You're going to get that China clit.
You know, a lot of downsides for the ladies.
You ever seen that China roids. Porn?
No, man, oh, no.
What do you mean no? I mean, that's like something that you don't, you're not watching her, China porn to jerk off.
Her clit looks like a thumb.
China porn, I mean.
Sounds floppy.
And I'm talking about the wrestler China. I'm not talking about Chinese people.
Oh, China with a Y.
Yeah, whatever she is. She's dead now. But she had a.
Is she?
She died.
Oh.
She had one of the best clitorises ever.
Yeah, see it was if huge. I can't.
Look at this thing. Tell me that doesn't look like a baby dick.
Oh, my God. That's
right there. That's what steroids will do
no,
to a woman.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That's a circumcised clit. That's
look
not...
at the one on the far top left. I mean, that's a small hanging dick.
That is a.
That's about the size of mine when turgid. How you like that? Ooh,
that is insane looking. If you guys haven't seen China's clit, man, just that's all you have to do is Google China clit.
It's such an up close view.
China, C-H-Y-N-A. Well, she's done porn. That's why.
Oh, so close.
And that clit is just, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's massive.
I just couldn't imagine wanting to have sex with a girl that has a dick clit.
Well, I mean, the proper thing, if you really wanted to be a romantic guy that you claim to be, you'd give her a hand job while you were doing that.
I mean, you shouldn't be able to deep throat a clit. You know, it just should not be a thing that happens. But hey, in that world, I guess you're deep.
You know, sometimes when you have sex with a girl, her hand will go down there and start playing with her clit. You could just be sitting there and doing this to it.
Give
two,
it the old two-hand stroker.
That's a two-hand job. I mean, you need that.
And yeah. That's another thing, ladies, when you're giving a blowjob, less hand, please. Less hand.
Less hand, huh?
Disagree.
When they do this.
Well, you don't got a dick. So
that's fake.
I feel like you don't really.
You're jacking me off. You're not blowing me. You're putting the head in the mouth and going like this. I don't mind a little hand. I don't mind a little of this. A little of this. Blah, blah, blah. But when you're doing this, that's a hand job, not a blow job.
That's too much. What you're doing, now you can't see it, but it's too much.
I'm basically stroking with
twist two. In there. You look
yes,
like you're giving
do.
One of those Indian rug burn things.
If you watch more porn, you would know. If you watch porn like we do, this is what they do. They spin it and they twist.
It's true. I mean, I don't think you're putting the same pressure on if you were doing an Indian rug burn.
Mm. Hey, you're not trying to hurt the dick.
Yeah.
You're trying to get it off so you don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Just trying to end it quick.
That's 100% true.
That's 100% true.
If I try hard enough, it'll be over.
I think that's the goal all the time for women.
I like BJs, but it's not.
It's a prelude. It should be
a short prelude. I don't want to sit there and get blown for an hour, and guys are going to kick me out of the club. Blow me for 10, 15 minutes, but don't risk me nutting from it.
15 minutes is still a long time.
Really?
That's a lot, yeah.
I mean, I imagine for the girl, half an episode of Seinfeld.
Not to the girls I know, because they're you know, out of that 15 minutes, you'll get 5 minutes on the dick, four or five on the nuts, one on the chode, a couple on the chode, and then, you know, if you're one or two of those girls I know, I'll get a little bit on the sphincter.
A little sphincter. You ever ate ass whoopee?
No.
Whoa.
No butts here.
Really? You don't no like it? Or are you opposed to it? Or
I've never had an opportunity to eat an ass.
You got one now.
I can
you got that. One now.
I mean, it's a little something I'm keeping in my back pocket for someone special,
and
perhaps.
You know what? See, that's so bullshit. Keeping it in your back pocket for someone special. No, your virginity is what you hold for somebody special, not
yeah,
their
my,
butt getting eaten.
My butt-eaten virginity, just like my...
I
other
guess it is something to behold. I don't know.
Well, then I'll propose to you. You can eat my butt, and then I'll call the whole thing off.
I can't get married right now.
We're not going to. You don't have to worry about that. You're just going to get a fake ring for now.
Can't believe you brought me in here to get my heart broken like this on air.
Can't believe you brought me in here to get my butt eaten like this. For
sorry, guys. I make lots of promises. I don't really hold through with them.
Heather, I got one bit of advice for you. Get a guy you really like, or for the night. You like him, whatever.
And someone that washes well, too.
Yeah, you put him in a fucking hot tub with bubbles in it. Let him soak for a while.
I'm going to give him a bath like a little baby.
Or
got it.
You check. Get in the tub and let him soak for a while and let him go after your five-pointed star for about five or 10 minutes. You're going to dig it. I'm telling you. You're going to go,
I mean,
oh, my God.
What happens, happens. I'm not steering these kind of events.
Well, no, you got to shove the head down a little bit. You got to give him an indication that you're open to analingus.
It's true. Well, I don't know. Some guys just might go for it.
Like me?
Or me. And just get turned down. So,
but
you know.
You're going to get, I'm telling you, I'm not going to do it if you're not in the tub first, right out of the shower, you know?
I don't care. You could run a fucking marathon. I'll lick your butt. I don't give a shit.
See, that's not me.
That goes right with me not washing my hands all the time, though. I just don't, I'm not a guy that worries about germs and shit. I just don't care.
No, I don't eat dirty butt, though.
I mean, I prefer it not to be dirty butt, but, you know, the moment's the moment.
You know, here's my biggest fear. That this one friend that does eat my butt, my biggest fear is that...
What a friend. You know.
I wish I had a friend like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may
she's
have.
Pal.
I don't know.
My biggest fear is that she's, you know, licking down there and she just jars something loose and I just drop one. And if I do that, it's over forever.
Well, I would hope.
I'm scared of that because my farts don't sneak up on me. Or they pop out when they're ready. They don't like, here comes, you know what I'm saying? You're getting ready to fart.
Mm-hmm.
No warning.
Get your head away. Yeah. Hmm. Mine are, oh,
you
sorry.
Know, that's always a concern for ladies, you know. Getting your pussy eaten is a little different than getting your dick sucked. Like, if I farted on your face while you were eating my pussy, it would be very much like that.
Yeah, I've never had that happen. That's I've a had lot. A girl probably toot a little. I've had a lot of queefs thrown my direction.
Not the same.
No, not the same at all, but it sounds funnier.
That's a product of your hard work.
It is, too.
You cram that air up there. It's your air.
It's your air. Good job.
But what if a girl queefs when I like eating her box and I haven't crammed any air up there yet? Because I ain't blowing air into it.
I, you know, I really couldn't speak to that. Maybe just nerves.
The old nervous queef.
It's
I don't know how
to
air
you,
would
Danny.
Get up there.
It's talking
also, something
to
something living up there.
Ooh.
Could be negative of a problem.
That's a big problem.
Hey, like show up your dick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now listen, everybody. quick rundown.
Chris likes to get opinions on his penis.
I showed it to Pepper. Or no, yeah, I showed it to a bunch of people in the bar. But Pepper said he's always trying to show people his dick, and it's just average. Then Brittany came on the show.
Yeah.
I showed her the dick. She said, oh, that's average. And I'm like, she said, and then she threw in a little fucking asterisk under there, said I've dated mostly black men.
She says she's only slept with one white guy ever.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And then I showed it to Ryan, and he could have just been, you know, a pal and told me how he likes it. So
he'll
I'm getting.
You up. Now, wait a minute. Is this a flaccid picture or a hard picture?
Rock.
Okay. This is after a boner pill.
Because, you know, you're telling me, like, to check out all your friends' dongs, and I'm thinking, like, why would you not rather see a hard dick? I can make heads or tails of a soft dick. You don't know what that's going to be.
That's true.
It's not.
But what I want
show you
from
anything.
You is an honest opinion. I want, is it average? Is it a good-looking dick? Is it one that you'd like to sit on, shake hands with?
Shake hands
I'm not
with.
Shaking hands with anyone right now.
No, because Ryan said.
Oh, Corona dick.
You know, you can see one ball in this picture, so you can really judge the length. Ryan was a big fan of the slope and the color of it. So here is Heather's unbridled opinion.
Need a moment with this.
Yep, you're good.
You know, that's it's good. It's good. It's
okay.
I mean,
let's address all the issues.
I don't want to look at his dick, man. I've seen it. We're good.
Size wise. No, don't take it away yet. Don't give that.
Take it in. Take it in.
Size wise.
Slightly better than average.
Hey,
okay.
There you go.
That's an improvement.
Decent.
That's
girth.
2-2.
No visual deformities.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ryan went on and on
balls
about how it was a pretty
riding high
dick.
For your age. Congratulations.
Aren't
I mean,
they
that's
see,
way up there. Way
my
up
balls
there.
Are riding high
very
for my
tight.
Age. I keep telling people that forever that I don't have saggy balls because they say, hey, do your balls touch the water when you pee? No, they're way up there
they're
like
way
they
up
should
there.
Be.
Like yeah. They should be.
So,
it looks almost altered.
Now, you got to remember that boner balls are different than regular balls. They usually ride tighter in general.
Not always.
Not always, but they tend
those
to be
are
right
way
a little
up
tighter.
There, man. There's okay. Almost very little bag. So my question is, on a scale from 1 to 10 on penises you'd like to partake, give me a score, please.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's tough.
And this isn't like a will you fuck Chris question. This is a
right.
If you had to pick like, a dick out of a lineup, would that,
I had
would
to
that be the
a
kind
dick
of
to
dick
to make a dildo out of using one of those fancy kits?
There you go. Yeah. You can look at it that way.
Would you purchase the dick, the Chris dick?
They're not cheap. I've looked into the kits. They're not, you know, they're not what you'd hope. I would give it an easy 7 at least.
7's not
very
bad,
nice.
Buddy.
No,
7's
I'll
not bad.
I'll take that.
Good
I'll
job.
I'll take that and fucking run with it. Easy 7 at least, which means she could easily be talked into an 8 if it was live.
It might, maybe.
If it was right here talking to you, I don't know about that. Then you easy 7, but not at all an 8?
It's very different. There's a huge line at 7 and 8.
That's true. I do consider that when I think of girls, there's, you know, the 10-point system.
Yeah.
A 7 and an 8 is a gigantic jump.
7's a nice dick, though. I'll take 7.
Oh, yeah, you should take 7. That's fine.
What'd you think about the slope of it? Slightly elevated, as Ryan says, to hit the G-spot parts?
I wouldn't call it a curve, which is, you know, the ideal tool for that area.
Slopes upward a little.
It looks like it could cut one way or the other. I can't tell if without a, like a straight on view. Are we going left or right?
What is the biggest dick you've ever seen?
I think you know.
I do know, but you know.
I think you guys talked about it in perhaps your first episode.
Maybe. She claims
maybe
she
second?
This the Jimmy John dick. She claims it was the size of a Jimmy John sub. Are we talking about like the Slim Jim Jimmy John? Are we talking about like
full
the number?
Size. I'm talking about back in the day Subway before they got cheap. You
like
know?
The Hunter's Club at Jimmy John's, you know,
just
with all
a
the toppings.
Log, huh?
Everything in there. Yeah.
But see,
just,
that wasn't good to you. You wouldn't give that a 7, right? Because it wouldn't go appetizing.
But it was an impressive thing for this tiny person to have.
Well, yeah.
It's short.
It's like Jason
skinny.
Said, the skinny people always are blessed.
Yeah.
I think it's because they don't have to push down the extra skin that the fatties do.
That's possible, but I mean, that doesn't explain the
that
girth.
Doesn't, that
no,
doesn't
no, it
explain
don't explain
this.
The girth at all. But, I mean, there is something to that as far as the length is concerned.
I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. You know, I was face-to-face with it when I first met it. And I'll tell you, I laughed out loud, a hearty belly laugh, like just an uncontrolled, I felt bad. Like,
I felt bad. No, he probably would felt good that you laughed.
He
probably enjoyed that.
What are you laughing at?
You know,
like he didn't.
That guy cracked me up because he would always talk about how small his dick was. He would always talk about that.
You know what's funny? If it were me and you were laughing at it, I'd be like, bitch, you ain't going to be laughing in 5 minutes.
He's gonna have that gape.
Yeah, you ain't gonna piss on my parade right now. I'm showing you a fucking pepperoni, and you're laughing at it. Oh no, you're gonna feel the wrath. You're gonna be limping for
four
a week.
Four pepperonis. Those are thin. I'm talking like you gotta take into account the girth. That's why in later versions of the story, I switched from Jimmy John's to family size can of ravioli because I feel like that really captured. All the dimensions.
Jeez. Were you able
short,
to,
though,
were you
honestly.
Able to take
like,
it all?
If you
oh, really?
Merge
was,
the two, the length of the Jimmy John's and the girth of the can.
Okay, so it was a short, gigantically fat dick.
No,
I'm saying the length of the Jimmy John's and
oh,
the girth
okay,
of
I gotcha.
The can.
So he had both. He had the girth and the length.
Yeah.
Why hasn't this guy gotten porn? He seems like the kind of guy that would love to get in porn.
He probably is. I would not rule that out.
Instead, he's fixing cars.
How long
he signed my Uber
stuff.
Yeah, he signed my Uber stuff. He's the guy that does my sign off of my Uber testing every
How
year.
How long
that
did
I
you
do.
Date him?
That is a loose term.
Yeah, they didn't date.
All right, well, let me ask you this question.
How long did I not do dishes while working at the pizza place?
I was going to say he was married at the time they were fucking. So
oh,
that's.
God. Here's my question. Were you able to take all of it ever?
A lady never tells.
Well, they do here, so fucking speak
here
up.
They tell everything. I mean, did you take that
Where?
Thing? Did you take that thing ball deep? Were you pushing for more? Were you able to ride that thing and sit all the way down?
No, I wasn't a big rider back then.
You weren't?
Not much. I would describe it as bottoming out. And I think those were the words he used to describe it.
See, I always say I've dented a few cervixes in my day.
See, I know Whoopi's probably a lazy fuck. She probably just sits there.
Oh, yeah. Do as little as I can.
Do you really?
I've done what I need to do by showing up and saying maybe or yes.
See, I pick up on the bad energy. I'm pulling out and squirting your belly then. You're getting punished.
Whoopi's probably smoking a bowl while they're doing it and stuff.
Then I'm not throwing you a towel.
Definitely counting down to that time. Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, that pushing the sperm out thing, that's an after activity from earlier. There's porn about that. No, that's just clearing the kids out of the pool, literally. You've got to do that. That's important.
Well, I guess if you don't want to get pregnant, yeah. You know. Or, you know, you could use a condom. Do they have condoms that are going to fit a guy with a Jimmy John's cock, though?
Trojan Magnums.
Magnums are going to fit?
Yeah.
Okay, they expand them. I imagine you still bust those.
No.
That dude, for sure. Yeah.
They
wasn't
make
taking
rubbers
any chances with that one.
No.
You know, they make rubbers that'll fit every size dick.
Okay. Sure.
I mean,
hey, you got a would you rather this week?
I do.
All right.
A little disappointed in a couple of the things we talked about because, first of all, just try butt eating once. Just try it. I'm trying to turn people. I'm trying
to
open people's eyes.
I'm going to take the next opportunity I get, you know, I'll try. But
you're dating a little skinny guy now. It's probably better. I've always thought that eating the butt of a skinnier person would be better than eating the butt of a fat person.
Less chance of any backed up missed stuff.
Well, then just their cheeks aren't as big. So there's
not
usually
so
the butthole is more visible and stuff.
Their cheeks aren't so... You ever seen those girls that... Never mind. They could push the butthole all the way out and it would literally...
The old prolapsed anus?
The prolapsed anuses. I saw one of those once on a porn. I'm like, who's going to have a boner over this?
Yeah, no,
she's
not interested. The same person that's watching the China porn and jerking off,
Ryan,
I'm guessing.
Ryan talked about prolapse.
Well, Ryan's a fucking weirdo, so it wouldn't surprise me if he's into that, but whatever.
I think Ryan's pretty fucking funny, dude.
He's the best.
He is, man. He was a funny fucker.
I really wish you could meet his brother because he was just an older version of Ryan.
Was he?
Yeah. That was Whoopi had a round or two with old Josh, too.
Whoopi got around.
Not true. I've seen a lot of Jason's friends' dicks, even though he hasn't.
Yeah, but have you seen him from the top view disappearing?
No.
Now, Josh...
Rumored to be so, but
one of my favorite
was...
One of my favorite Josh moments is when he convinced a mutual friend, Wendy, to suck his dick by just saying, I bet you can't fit this whole thing in your mouth. And it worked. The next thing you know, right in a room full of people, she's sucking his dick. Just to prove him wrong.
He was a real smooth guy.
You know
he
what?
All the moves.
I've probably talked somebody into giving me one doing the I've never come from head thing.
Well, that's a good trick.
Yeah, it's a great trick. I just don't come from head. Oh, I could make it. No, you couldn't. I just don't come from head. Let me show you. All right.
Oh, yeah. You won that round for sure.
Oh, I definitely won that round. And
she
I won it again.
She wasn't gunning to suck that dong or anything.
And then I won it again when I didn't nut from it.
Rude.
I don't come from it.
Ever?
I don't like to. I told you.
Well, I mean, that's one thing, a like or not like. I'm just saying it's never happened. I mean,
oh, no. It's happened. Okay. I mean, if I was with a girl I knew I wasn't going to have sex with, the BJ was it. Yeah, I'd blast one off from that, yeah. But if I knew that I was going to get into the promised land.
Yeah.
You know, even though, yeah, I could nut twice if I wanted to, but the first one's always the best one.
It's true.
I mean, sometimes
it's
quicker.
There's more than one.
Oh, yeah. I can usually muster two, and on a real good night, I can give you three if you
Yeah, but there's like a ham sandwich and a little resting period in between. It's not like it's just boom, boom.
Yeah, and the next one... the third one's I'm not going to shoot much, and it's going to actually be more work to get it out.
Yeah, it's probably better for the girl at that point because it's taking so goddamn long.
You're just jackhammering the whole time
we're not looking for a marathon either.
That's true.
That's true.
Just a good medium time.
But you want him to be hard enough till you're satisfied, and then you want him to finish.
And then you want him to get the fuck off
and
move on.
See,
it's a real quick transition from, oh yeah, to get the fuck off.
Can I give you a secret?
Yeah.
I'll let you out a secret.
Oh my God.
Let's say some guy's banging you.
I hope so.
And you're enjoying it, and you're having a good time, and then you get to that point where you're ready for it to be over. Look him right in the eye and say, fuck me. Done.
It just happens right away.
He's done. Girl talks dirty. I'm finished. I'm finished.
Oh, you know, I'll take it under advisement.
The moaning doesn't count. You make eye contact and say, fuck me. I'm done within 10 seconds. I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm done. So if we're going at it ever... And you want me to be done? Just say fuck me while you're looking me right in the eye, and I am done.
I'll try to remember.
I'll be off of you in no time.
Would you rather, Chris?
Okay. Now the last one.
You know this premise, right? of course, the Would You Rather. Now, when we have people in, you're going to be the one answering this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's going to be a dick
is it,
one.
Is it girl-centric?
It's,
I can make this one girl-centric. Okay. I've always got three or four Would You Rathers in my head.
Okay.
So I'm going to direct this one at our female guest. Now, Jason's going to answer two, but in case you haven't heard the rules, you're not allowed to say kill me. You're not allowed to say I choose neither. You have to pick one. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Would you rather go to the Greyhound bus depot and blow and fuck five random dudes waiting for a bus? One at a time in a bathroom stall. Well, literally, you got your head.
Where's the downside?
You got your head. Well, half these guys are homeless and blah, blah, blah. I do a lot of homeless stuff. I just push unbathed. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pick. I'm going to pick five random guys for you. You're going to fuck that guy. You're going to blow that guy in the bathroom stall. Okay? No long, okay. How long, how it's going to take. Or okay. I was going to go one place with this, but I'm going to do a different one. Mm. Okay, or you're going to have a curse put on you where one out of five times that you have sex, you shit yourself. So here's the deal. You're going to get laid five times. One of those times, without knowing when or which times, right in the middle of it, you're going to shit all over yourself.
Ooh.
Or you're going to fucking blow
forever?
Five random home. Just,
no, or just the next five.
You don't know when it's going to be. You could do two back to back and then not see it for eight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like forever?
Forever.
The rest of your life, forever? One out of five, you're shitting. Or so, you blow five homeless guys.
I mean, and I'm getting fuck. Old, guys. How much sex is there left to have for me? I'm not sure. You know?
Yeah, but your vajayjay could get real dirty with five Greyhound bus dudes.
But, I mean, you know, you can cure most of that.
You can have trench mouth that looks like Pete Burns when you're done with it.
Who's Pete Burns?
Ah, oh, fuck. I forget how old you are.
This guy always has the oldest references. He'll, like, make Johnny Carson references and shit. Like,
I listen to 1930s comedy radio, okay? I know
you know who
old
Pete Burns
stuff.
Is?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You don't know who Pete Burns is? Mm-hmm. He was a singer in a band back in the 80s. A band was called... What's the fucking name of the band?
You're referencing a one-hit wonder
Dead
band.
Or Alive. No, Dead or Alive. They sing that You Spin Me Round. It was...
Oh, that was a good song.
Okay, right, he was kind of metrosexual back then. He decided he was going to do the transition thing, and he's one of those guys that had so many plastic surgeries that it really fucked him up. You know, he looked like a mutated monster by the time it was done. And his lips, he did this collagen treatment with this non-prescribed medication... And they got like this fucking big. And there are sores and bumps all over them.
Oh, God.
And if you knew what they look like, you wouldn't want to be Pete Burns.
Yeah, you know, I think the chances are pretty low. I can control this 20%, I think.
Can't control it.
That's the point.
I can control it by, you know, only not having any sex.
Well, that's the only way you could do it.
Yeah, you cannot fuck the rest of your life.
Because the next time you fucked could be that 20%, and you could just shit all over this poor guy's
nuts. You said I could do back-to-backs? The back-to-backs make it too much.
You could do back-to-backs. You better basically, there's no chance you're going to fuck a guy more than five times, because he ain't sticking around once you poop on him.
Or you find a Cleveland Steamer kind of guy.
Yeah, but who wants a relationship with that kind of guy?
That's true.
What's a relationship? Figuring out what you're going to eat for dinner every day. I can do that with someone who likes poop.
That's true. There isn't much to it, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know what a guy that likes Cleveland Steamers would want to eat every day. It might just be weird
in
itself.
That's his problem.
I bet you he only eats, like, pork and beans, you know, every day.
Well, if he's my true love, like I said, he'll be cooking and cleaning and doing laundry.
He's not going to truly love getting shit on. I can promise you that. I can guarantee you can't love somebody that much.
So you're taking the shits.
I guess I'll take the shits.
All right. Oh, wow. Now me.
It's five homeless women.
Five homeless women.
Women whose vaginas look like 2-day-old grilled cheese you're trying to peel apart.
With the ham inside.
Yeah. The one might look like a Doberman eating mayonnaise.
Chewing on those curtains.
Chewing on the curtains.
Or you're going to shit yourself one out of every five times you get laid.
Yeah, I have no problem. I'll shit myself.
Really?
Yeah.
She'll divorce you.
Yeah, well.
There's no way that anyone's going to be in any relationship with somebody who may or may not poop on them during the act. There's no way.
I mean, at least it's in the... I feel like if you're pooping as a guy, it's aiming the different directions, so you might not hit the girl.
I mean, as a guy...
And they're certainly not going to smell it, right? Or they're certainly not going to get grossed out by...
You could find a way to fuck while you're sitting on a toilet.
Yeah, well...
You know, that's not ruled out for you.
You can't find many girls that are going to be fucking you on the shitter.
Hey, listen, hon, I'm going to need you to ride me on the toilet because I think this is the time I'm shitting myself.
You might get my 20% today, so...
Yeah. I think you're...
Well, what are you doing? You're fucking homeless chicks?
I'm fucking the homeless.
Well, you're a man of the people.
Well,
you know,
I'm fucking the homeless. I'm going down on the homeless. There's no way a single man of my age... Shit, I'm almost 40, and a single guy my age who's trying to have the occasional friend over... That's going away if I'm pooping myself.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll never have sex again.
You're not getting many booty calls with the shit.
Oh, no. And I'll tell you what, I could have even made it worse and said, every time you orgasm. So it means when you jerk off, you shit too. But I didn't go there.
Yeah, that would be too much. I would definitely fuck the homeless girls then.
Yeah, I'm going homeless. I think I'd probably finish with the five of them, head to a urgent care or something, say, I know I've got something. I'd... your tests are going to come up negative now, but just go ahead and stick me with a bunch of things.
See, I don't know if homeless women would have the STDs, because I would think not many homeless people are getting laid.
No, but they'd have urinary tract
are
infections.
You
and
I know, I don't
this
know.
This is the only currency there is on the street. Okay. If I'm homeless, I am absolutely prostituting myself.
You're right. You're probably
hands
right.
Fucking
I didn't
down.
Think about that. You're right. That is how they're going
to
make a nickel or two.
I'll wash my ass in a fucking public water fountain to make it happen. So, I mean, if I were a dude, I might go the other way.
I seen that once at, what's that park down on the river called? Sawyer Point?
Sawyer Point.
Yeah, there was a guy washing his balls in the sink. Cracked me up. And Kane was with me.
Sink or the water fountain?
The sink in the bathroom there. Yeah. He had his pants down. He was just splashing it up there. Kane looked over. He's like, "What's he doing?" Nah, don't
taking
worry about it.
Bath, son.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So answer that for yourself, guys. You know, if you're going to be a confirmed bachelor and you don't really give a shit if you chase him away, because you will chase him away, then pick the shits. But I'm banging the homeless.
Good for you.
I like to spread the love.
You're such a nice guy.
I do, and you know, I mean, you could pick out the five oldest ones, nastiest ones. I don't know. I'm doing it. I'm not pooping myself. I'm not into that play.
It's hot in here. My glasses are steaming up.
I know. It's only because we got Heather sitting here showing us that she wants to prostitute herself if she's homeless. Okay, that's why. But see, I'd be scared to go to a homeless prostitute. Because I don't know what you got.
Well, you're not asking for their address before you fuck a prostitute, right? I mean, how would you even know they're homeless?
I mean, I'm thinking there's a lot of exchanges that go on the homeless to homeless level. So I used to work at that park down there. I spent a lot of time down there with those homeless people. And first of all, some of the gentlemen are very neat. They like to try to make me believe that they don't live outside. They say, I just hang out here all day and night all the time.
Then I go home to my house under the bridge.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then I go home. Okay, sure. But, you know,
that's
some of my, like I said, I think there's a lot of exchanges for, you know, Lucy's, for example.
Some
half-smoked cigarettes.
Really? You might.
A half-eaten cheeseburger that some guy dropped off on the ramp.
Like a handy for a Lucy is just general.
I'm thinking, now there are a lot less homeless women down there saw than homeless men. And generally.
Well,
like,
I think homeless women intend to be killed.
Yeah, you get kidnapped, sold into slavery or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Women don't last as long on the homeless.
I can literally see your glasses fogged up.
Oh, yeah. It's annoying the shit out of me.
They look like gray eyebrows.
Because it's immediately July. We're through with winter.
Yeah, that's right, Cincinnati weather, man. We go straight from winter to summer. We don't have spring anymore. We don't have fall. It's a bitch.
No, we don't. And you know what? I grew up with no weather changes in Arizona. There wasn't any, though. I mean, it got a little cooler in the winter and stuff. But when I moved here in 1994, man, we got winters. We got two or three, four good dumps of snow every year.
Yeah.
It's fucking cold for 3 months. You got to go out and play in the snow, and now that just shit doesn't happen anymore.
Now, we get like 30-degree weather, but we don't very much get the 10-degree weather that we used to.
We got it last year, but there was no snow that came with it.
Yeah, we just happened to get lucky, I think.
Yeah.
Sleet, rain, freezing rain.
Yeah, shit that fucks up
now.
Your car and makes you not be able to drive.
I'd rather it snow than sleet or freezing rain. I fucking hate that shit. Mm-hmm. At least snow, I know what's going on.
All right. All right, well, I got a joke of the day. This is for all of our veterans out there.
Looking out for the veterans.
There's two guys in the Vietnam War, and they're pinned down in this fucking foxhole. This fucking platoon of Vietnamese comes over, wipes out the whole fucking gang, except for these two guys who are stuck in a foxhole. Can't even poke their heads out. There's bullets flying by them. And after 2 days, the one guy says, fuck this. I can't take it anymore. I'd rather die than sit in this fucking foxhole getting shot at all the time. I saw a little village about two clicks that way. I'm going to run and see if I can get some food and whatever. I'll come back for you. And he dashes out and he's fucking serpentining like this and he's dodging bullets. And his buddy's like, you're going to die. He's like, I can't take it. And he fucking disappears. So about 18 hours later, the guy shows back up. He's got food and he's got water. And he's got all kinds of shit. And his buddy says, holy fuck. And he's still pinned down. He said, how the fuck did you get all that stuff? He goes, man, I found a village. A couple hundred people live in this village, whatever. And he goes, not only that, I met a girl. He goes, in 18 hours, you met a girl? He goes, yeah, I got laid all night. Licked her pussy, fucked her 10, 12 times. He goes, Jesus. Man, that's fucking awesome.
Some soldier stamina.
He goes, did you get your dick sucked? He said, well, I wanted to, but I couldn't find the head.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, the old fucking corpse humor.
Nothing wrong with a little fucking dead people humor.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do when you're in Vietnam.
Hey, war is hell.
War is hell indeed.
Well, Heather, it was nice having you.
It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you too. Guys. And you're definitely the front runner on this because you didn't talk.
Am I close enough?
Some good news stories, and we're going to be doing another episode today, and we're going to be taking live call-ins. So come up with some good questions. Don't call and say, hey, fuck you guys, because it's not going to be on the podcast.
Well, it will, but only for 2 seconds. I'm going to hang up on you.
And we don't have a dummy button. Actually, if it's funny enough, we'll probably sit there and let you say it. But we're going to be taking live call-ins. We'll go on Facebook Live and tell you exactly what time to call. So stay tuned for that.
All right, guys. Until 10 minutes from now, see ya.
See ya.